Well, hello everybody and welcome to the Vinyl Treasure Show. I'm your host, Johnny G, coming to you live on this special edition this Thursday, June 25th, 2026. I have a special guest collector, Bill Olb is here, his 11th appearance here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. I want to welcome you to the program, Bill.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. The show being presented this afternoon is very different for me. Usually I'm doing 1950s or gospel shows, but today's show, June 25th, 2026, will present the 1960s era of artists to include many R&B and soul harmony vocal group, along with the girl group sound famous in the 1960s. And you're going to hear this this afternoon through YouTube, and it will be on the archives. So we just heard, to start off the show, the Phil Spector B-side of Dr. Kaplan's Office as the instrumental. This is the flip side of the hit record, Why Do Lovers Break Each Other's Heart, Phyllis Records, number 110.
Great song.
Yeah, that was in the top 30 on Cashbox magazine. Phil Spector was very strong on the charts 1961 through about 1964, 65, with You Lost That Love and Feeling. And the show, as I stated, will be a little bit different for some of the folks that have listened to me before. We're going to start out the show with our second selection. I will attempt to give you the story on this record. Which is that it's Atlantic Record 4525. There Goes My Baby was the A-side. Its release date, August 1959. George Treadwell, the owner of the Drifters' name. In May of 1958, terminated the Bobby Hendrix Drifters group. He hired a group known as the Crowns, who had a New York City local hit, not very large, on Doc Pomus and Mort Shuma's R&B record label, titled Kiss and Make Up. The new members of the Drifters that were hired were Benjamin Earl Nelson, later known as Ben E. King, Charlie Thomas, Ellsbury Hobbs, and Doc Green. Benny King would record with the group, but Johnny Lee Williams replaced him on the group's concerts. Ben E. King had a dispute with George Treadwell on his salary of $200 a week.
$200.
This is 1959. So March 1959 was the first session of the new group. Four songs, There Goes My Baby, being recorded, Lieber and Stoller, along with a young Phil Spector, were the production team. Jerry Wexler, a co-owner of Atlantic, really disliked the recording There Goes My Baby. But Atlantic recorded 45-20-25, and it was released. And it became a smash bestseller on the Cashbox Top 100. 2 weeks at number one, and 19 weeks on the chart. There were not a lot of big number one hits by vocal groups in the 50s, excluding the Platters, but the Drifters had a big number one hit with this record. The Drifters' new group style of singing, soul harmony, was different than the typical vocal tenor or bass leads of the 1950s vocal groups. Multi-track containing strings were also recorded. The success of There Goes My Baby being a number one song, in my opinion, was the forerunner to the 1960s soul harmony vocal groups right around the corner. The original flip side of the recording, Oh My Love, was more popular in my circle of friends than the A side.
Really?
Okay. This is a powerhouse performance, which also opened the door for many Afro-American singers, when I say singers, soul singers, in the 1960s. Our second selection this afternoon, The Drifters, Oh My Love is next.
Dum.
Oh my love, oh my love, you know that I still, I love you so, and you know I'll never, oh no, let you go.
B-side, Bill.
Yes, it is. Brings me back to the memories of 1959 and the folks that I was friendly with. This was the side that was played when we got together and played 45 records after school. Mm. So the Drifters, very, very important for creation of the soul harmony type of recordings with their production. And I've also heard that most of the session was really produced by the young Phil Spector. Next, we're going to an LP track of an unreleased recording. 1964, for VJ Records, first released 1977 after the VJ bankruptcy by a company called VJ International. I'm playing it on a third LP release in 1984 because this is the best sound quality. That label is Allegiance. The LP is entitled Mistress of Melody. This is released in 1984. There are a number of unreleased tracks. Johnny should have given him the album cover. As I stated, many unreleased tracks are also from VJ on this album. Betty Everett, Long Career, Cobra, CJ Records, VJ, Uni, ABC, Paramount, Fantasy, and others. She had more than 50 singles. Her biggest record on Cashbox on April 11th, 1964, the Shoop Shoop song was number one. So we're going to hear a very strong ballad with a vocal group recorded 1964, Where Are You?
Okay, here we go, folks.
Where are you?
Johnny.
Yes, for sure.
I don't know if many folks in the audience have heard that track before, but it's a favorite of mine. Betty Everett, Where Are You? Allegiance, LP 5009, 1984. Our fourth selection, we're going to an artist, Brenda Holloway, and this is an LP track only, and it is one of my five favorite recordings on the Motown Tamla Records. the Johnny's showing you the LP, which is in true stereo, and we're going to play it from a CD of mono because Johnny's turntables are set up more for mono than true stereo. This recording is a standout in Bill Loeb's collection. There's a vocal group on it. I do not know who the group is. I tried to research it, but came up empty.
Love Tones or something like that.
Johnny thinks it could be the Love Tones. So she was 17 years of age when she signed with Motown affiliate Tamla for 5 years. She was a masterful singer with 5 Billboard R&B charted hits, with Every Little Bit Hurts being her biggest record. She also started on the Donna record label before Tamla. So we're going to play this track from the LP titled A Favor for a Girl with a Lovesick Heart.
Okay, here we go, folks. Take this off.
Just heard the wonderful Brenda Holloway, A Favor for a Girl with a Lovesick Heart. I wonder how many folks have heard this for the first time. It's on an LP. Now, I don't know in other countries if it was released as a single, but it was not in the United States. Our fifth selection this afternoon is a group That's just a tremendous 1960s group known as The Vibrations. And we're going to play an LP track from their One Checker album, 2970, 1961. The group originally from Los Angeles, started as the Jayhawks. 1960, there was change of two members in the group and the name change. And we're going to play this from a tremendous CD, The Vibrations, Out of Sight, The Checker Years. And the LP cut, only on the album in 61, but my 61 album is quite used. So we're going to play the CD of the track, I Had a Dream.
Okay, we ready, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
It was only in a dream, but it seemed so real. I dreamt I held her in my arms. Oh, I couldn't resist her loving, loving charms. I run up and down my spine. When I woke up, I had almost lost my mind. Whoa, I found a love stronger than the world has known. Someone to honor and cherish and call my own. Now I'm in heaven. My dream. It's so nice. It's so nice, baby. It's so nice to be dreaming.
We just heard The Vibrations from their Checker LP, I Had a Dream. The LP was released in 1961. And there's a number of wonderful tracks on this LP. And the CD provides additional excellent unissued tracks that apparently were at that recording session. So gives you a little bit further information relating to how good The Vibrations were. And they were actually a tremendous visual group also. Our next recording is a pretty rare recording. It's a group called The Showcases on the Galaxy label, 732, year 1964, not the most favorable for a vocal group record because of the British invasion. We're going to play this from an original compilation CD titled Going Back on Specialty that was released in the year 2004. The group was from East Los Angeles, and they lived in a housing project known as Ramona Gardens. The showcases, according to their producer, Billy Cardenas, taught Cannibal and the Headhunters how to sing as a vocal group. Well, they became famous in 1965 for Land of a Thousand Dances, and also they did some harmony style on their LP, and the flip side also was harmony. The showcase members were James Crawford lead, Curtis Pops, Thomas Keys, Thomas Johnson, James Hubbard. They were all friends living at Ramona Gardens. The flip side of the record, Anna My Love, has a misspelling on some of the recordings. Anna is not spelled correctly. The Galaxy Records was owned by Fantasy. 1971, Fantasy repressed on a Falco label 1,000 copies, number 308, of what I would call a reissue. A lot of people describe this as a boot. I don't think it's a boot when the record company that owned it re-releases it.
Yeah, no, it can't be.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear the showcases. This Love Was Real.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
This love.
This love.
So wonderful that no one in this world could come and share the happiness. And as I look at the heavens up above, I still perceive that love that was dear to me because
heavens were open.
I can see